back next Sunday then.
All right. Well, hey, good Sunday evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday night National Business Builder Call, Brian McClure's call that has been going on for years. I just want to welcome you guys. Thank you for getting on and on this call tonight. Listen, we have some really, really special guest speakers that are going to be on tonight, and we absolutely cannot wait. Hold on for a second. I don't know why everybody's not muted. We actually cannot wait to talk to them. If you're unmuted, if you got the moderator code, please mute yourself so that we can let everyone hear some of those great things that I know this couple is going to say. So back to the call. Listen, we heard a bunch of people getting on that were registered for Ambition, either remote or in person. Listen, we are beyond excited that Ambition is right around the corner. And, you know, from what corporate's been saying, it doesn't matter whether you're there in person or you're going to watch it remotely. It is going to be top-notch, absolutely fantastic Ambition 2021. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into this call. So for those of you that don't know me, I didn't introduce myself. My name is Kevin Duncan. My wife and I are national consultants here in Ambit Energy. And listen, we get to interview I think one of the best couples, and we're partial, okay? But I think one of the best couples building a business right now in this business. I mean, we've known them since the day that they came in the business. We've watched them grow into some just absolutely incredible leaders. Matter of fact, if you're on Facebook, you probably heard the training minute that one of them did on this Tuesday. And the podcast that just came out, I think, a couple of days ago. So, you know, this couple is building a huge team. As a matter of fact, two people just in their group just recently promoted to executive consultant. So we're going to bring them on the line here. We're going to interview them and ask them some questions. And, man, hey, listen, take notes. Because one thing I've learned about this business is you never stop learning. You never know when you're going to hear that little golden nugget that's going to help you push your business forward. So without further ado, we're going to bring them on. Executive consultants, just awesome people, Julia and Emerson Fuentes. Are you with us?
Yes, sir. Hey, woo! How's it going?
We're here.
Woo!
Hey, everybody.
All right. Hey, one thing I can always count on when these two are around is they're always having fun, and Julia's laugh is absolutely infectious. So, you guys, so for those people that are on the line, they don't know who you guys are, who've never met you, go ahead and take a minute or two and just introduce yourselves. Let people know how you got started in the business and introduce yourselves.
All right. Yes, absolutely. Well, first off, I want to thank Brian McClure for having us on this call. I mean, when we got the call in, we were just excited about it, nervous, and it was just freaking awesome. But my name is Emerson Fuentes, and my wife, Julia Fuentes, I mean, we were just boyfriend and girlfriend just 3 months in 2016 when I met a young gentleman by the name of Joshua Duncan in January, and he just started pursuing consistently and persistently coming to the gym that I worked at, you know, because I was a personal trainer at the time for 3 straight months. Now, I'm not talking about every month. He would come to the gym once or twice a week just to see if I had seen the opportunity, the video that he had sent me. Now, he wasn't my sponsor, but it seems like he was my sponsor because, I mean, he just kept on, like, pursuing me, right? So I was tired of him just coming to the gym and just saying, hey, you know, have you watched the video? So what I did, I was like, well, I've known Julia for a minute, and she knew network marketing before. So I was like, look, I got this young guy, 19 years old, like just coming to the gym every single week, asking me to watch this video. Can you look at it for me, please? And then she's like, sure, I'll take a look at it. So I gave Joshua Julia's number. I was like, look, call her up, because if she tells me to get in, I'll gladly join in, right? And then 10 minutes later, she called me and she's like, hey, I think this is something that you should do. It looks pretty good. I know nothing about electricity, but I know you can do it. So go ahead, I'll support you, go ahead and get started. So I got started, and the next day, Josh called me, and he's like, hey, get Julia to get her bill, right? Because Julia was a, you know, stay-at-home mom, you know, by herself, doing everything by herself. And then she gave me the bill, and I sent it to Josh, and he explained everything to me. And then after that, we were able to save her $160. But that was like an eye-opening for Julia. And I'll let you explain, I mean, the feeling and the emotion that she got from just saving $160 from her bill.
Yes, and then I had a cow, right? So I am Julia Fuentes, the beautiful half of Emerson. Once I told him yes to join the business, what he did not tell you, he barely had $5, not even to buy pizza for his kids at the time. So I thought anything that he couldn't get into right now and make money, I would support him. So like a good boyfriend, he got in, saved me over $160 on my electric bill. I had a cow. Then after that, we just started working the business slowly but surely. 5 months later, got promoted. I was not about the business in the beginning because I've been in network marketing since I was almost born. Sold every lotion and potion like Rose and just never saw real money, always working a full-time job, a part-time job, and a side hustle. But when I went to my first business presentation, the three things that actually caught my attention was residual income, which I was never educated about before, earning a credit to free energy, and this is a service, not a product. Now, those are things that I've never heard selling all those other products. So I thought we could take this opportunity and run. So after being a bored and broke banker for 18 years, I was just like, definitely anything I can get myself into, I'm down to try and see what this could do for our life. About a year and 8 months later, since starting the business, we were able to retire my job and finally be a stay-at-home mom, but still work Ambit. And now we have the time and financial freedom to do what we want, not what we have to do. And we encourage our team to do the same.
Oh, that's awesome. So listen, what I love about being able to interview you guys is I remember back when we first met you guys, when Rose and I first met you guys, and for everybody on the phone, so that $160, that was $160 a month or $160 for the year?
That was a month, Kevin.
Woo! See? That, all right, so now you know why she had a cow, guys.
Exactly. Working a full-time job, running that rat race, out of sight, out of mind. So this was definitely an eye-opener.
Right. And for Julia, that was huge, right? Because you were working at a bank. They don't pay you, you know, quite enough to count everybody's money, right? So we're going to jump right into this. So I remember you guys, I think we invited you to your first home party over at our house. And at that time, I remember Rose telling me, she's not quite, you know, into it. You know, she got Emerson in. Julia wasn't in yet when we had our first home party. And even Emerson wasn't quite sure that he believed this was all real. Right? Right? So I remember you sitting at my bar counter. So kind of tell everybody, like, once you got in, what helped your belief level in this business? Because that's huge in this business. And really, that's what your podcast and stuff was about. But just take a quick second for both of you guys, because you both have a different answer for this. And tell them when your belief level kind of started to change in this business and you started to go, man, I think I can do this.
Okay, so for me, I remember that first business presentation. Like we said, me and Emerson were just dating. And Rose boldly said, you don't like my friends? Because, you know, we weren't married or anything, but we were just starting to date. But if you know Rose, just anything comes out. But we really loved the team. You know, everyone there was just so positive, happy, and they were just really engaged with us. Now, it wasn't just that one home party. It was several on after that. You know, the Duncans are like family, and they really took us in. I think just having that and treating all of our team like family, it is a real big blessing, and it changes the whole dynamic of your business. And then just, you know, plugging in and making sure that your team is plugging in also, so they, because you have to lead from the front, that way everyone can follow you as well. But I think it's just really having our team as a family, because there's no other greater thing than having that.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, Julia, so the very first presentation you went to, how long was it from the time that you joined until the time you went to your first live presentation?
Well, don't do this. Don't do what I do. Yeah, but it was 5 months, guys, because I always worked a full-time job and had a side hustle and a part-time job. I grew up in meetings, so I told Emerson and the Duncans I wouldn't go to a business presentation. But it literally changed our business and our life going to that presentation. So even if you have people that say they won't go, there's still hope for them.
Yeah.
Yay. All right, Emerson.
Go ahead. And for me, I remember that home party very well. I mean, I'm very observant person, and whenever I'm in new surroundings or go somewhere that I don't feel comfortable in, I just sit there and just observe and just take everything in. But I can tell you that I was very overwhelmed. I didn't know anything about, you know, network marketing, because yeah, I was a personal trainer at the time that this business was introduced. But my background was construction. It's always been construction. I did 15 years of construction straight from high school, so I knew nothing about. I mean, I talked to people, but these guys, I mean, they went from job site to job site. So, I mean, it was kind of like my family at work, right? So I was very uncomfortable when I went over there. And I remember that conversation very clearly when Rose asked me, hey, you know, you're not going to marry my friend. You need to put a ring on it. You know, you don't like her or what? So, and that even made it more uncomfortable, right? So I was like, holy crap. I mean, here's, you know, someone that I don't know, you know, asking me to marry a person that I just got with. So, it was very uncomfortable. But, the next thing was that BP, 5 months afterwards, we promoted. And the reason why we were going to that, you know, business presentation was because we got promoted. And, you know, Joshua and Kevin kept on asking us, hey, y'all need to go because y'all are going to get pinned. It's going to be live. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be great. So,
and a free lunch.
You know, yeah, and a free lunch. And then Julia was like, yeah, we need to go. Let's go see it. Let's go check it out. And that's when her beliefs started happening, right? But I was focused more on my personal training. And I can tell you one thing, I did not believe in this business when I first got into it. And, I mean, I want everybody to hear this. And, in all honesty, I mean, I just did not believe in any of this because I wasn't brought up, you know, like this. I was brought up just working. And if you don't have any money, well, go find another job, right? So I didn't know that there was another way that you can make income. I just didn't know that, right? Or I just closed myself into my little bubble, right? So when my personal training business started tanking, you know, because obviously, you know, you go from, you know, having a whole bunch of clients and the next month, I mean, it drops down to like 3 clients and you lose all this income. But the thing that I like to thank Julia for was that she always, you know, not pressured me into doing this business or just come join forces with her, but just kept on telling me, hey, there's always ambit, because you know what, even though from, you know, the time that she got retired, you know, which was when the Houston Astros won the World Series, you know, that was her last day,
yeah.
I still was like a little hesitant and didn't have the belief level that I needed, but you know, when, I mean, all my clients just left and I was like, okay, I am going to give this a try. But seeing all the checks that Ambit was, you know, depositing into our bank account, I mean, what more belief do you need into that when you're going through it and you're seeing nonstop checks, you know, coming into you weekly?
And changing your
life. Yeah, see, that's, I love that. I love listening to that story. I never get tired of hearing that story because it's huge, which is going to kind of transition us into our next question. So luckily you guys got to join back when everything was normal, right? For the past, what, 15 or 16 months, we've all been dealing with really kind of a whole different world and a whole different way to, to build our business, but you guys got to learn to duplicate, right, some of the things that we were teaching and some of the things you're learning from other leaders, including the home parties. So what I want you guys to talk about is really kind of how you transitioned really from, you know, all the live stuff, the home parties, the meetings and everything that we were doing, what was normal, into this new online world. And you guys even, some of your teammates brought team parties into the virtual world. So talk about how you guys have been still, you know, able to build your team even through all these shutdowns.
So yes, Kevin, we just actually pivoted and, you know, got introduced to Zoom. And, you know, thank you for, you know, helping us with the Zoom. We were able to plug in with the presentation twice a week. And then we have our team power rally on Saturday, you know, just like a little power thing for our team. So we're really utilizing Zoom. And one thing is, you know, you have to bring new people to the business presentation, rather it's in person or Zoom. So it's still a numbers game. So if you're still seeing the checks, you still got to plug in. So that just kept motivating us to make more calls. You have to think outside the box. You just have to pivot your business, your thinking, and just do what you got to do for your business and your team. Not only that, you know, marketing your business with online different groups in your community, just plugging in where you can if you have anything that's online. I know I did a lot of that, and our business has skyrocketed during COVID, you know, so we didn't really take the hit that a lot of people had to deal with, thank God. So guess what? That made us want to introduce the business to more of those people. So that's what kept us going. And Emerson saw me do that, and he got to plug in more in the Spanish community via Zoom as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, that when, you know, the pandemic happened and we shut down, I mean, we were sitting there, okay, what do we have to do to, you know, to up our game, right? Because, I mean, what obstacles, you know, don't you have in life in general, right? So you have to find something to go around them, you know, go through them, you know, hey, climb over them. It doesn't matter how you get through them, but you have to find somewhere, you have to adapt. So Julia started, you know, a networking group, and I mean, she started seeing, you know, referrals coming because it's a group, right? So she started doing that, and I am the person, like I said, I'm very observant, and I learn from every single leader out there, and I take, you know, every nugget, and then I'll just put them in my brain, and I mean, I'll take, you know, hey, well, I remember, you know, this, I remember that, right? So that's what I did. So, but the main thing that I did is looked at Julia and the passion and the drive that she has. And I have the same drive, but I'm like, I don't know if I can go talk to someone, right? Just like she does. So I had to do that, right? So I joined the networking group also, you know, because I saw her do it. I'm like, well, I'm going to have to, you know, do the same thing, right? I can't let her do everything. So we just joined networking groups, you know, even via Zoom. If for everybody that doesn't know, you know, Zooms, you can meet, you know, up to 10 people, you know, for 30-minute Zooms, you know, in a day. And when we were in the norm, right, we would just go, you know, one or two, you know, three possibly, you know, one-on-ones that we would do with someone in person. Why? Because we would have to drive from, you know, one end to, of Houston to the next thing, you know, end of Houston. And that might take, you know, an hour and a half, right? And then, you know, the thing that, you know, took us to the next level with Zoom was, you know, Jeremy and Mimi's home party. Oh, my goodness. And Shakayla, they came up with, you know, a home party that is like, hey, we're going to do a Zoom home party. And let's invite people. Let's do a, you know, bring BYOB, you know, bring your own Coke, whatever you want to do, drink it at home. And I mean, we just, you know, we did that and we just made it fun. And like, I kudos to them because like they thought of that, right? And, you know, we learned from them and then everybody started, it's a duplication, right? So everybody started doing that. And you just got to keep your team excited like that. So, I mean, that was one of the main things that we did to start, you know, hey, well, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do until, you know, things, you know, get back to normal. And, I mean, we just roll with the punches.
That's awesome. Yeah, so you went from networking in the physical world where you can only visit a couple of people a day to the virtual world where now it's kind of unlimited. You can start a Zoom call in a second. That's amazing. So speaking of learning from other leaders, since we're on Brian's call, I want to kind of bring you back to the past. Y'all got to attend one of the very last Yellow Jacket mentoring events at Brian McClure's ranch. You know, and I know you guys have talked about that several times and kind of what that did for you as far as your belief level and what you learned at that event. So talk a little bit about, you know, just events in general and specifically that one, right? How important some of these larger ones, you know, the ones put on by leaders and also the corporate ones, how important that is to your business, but not just yours, your new consultants that are coming in and getting them to come to these events.
I mean, just the thought of, you know, Brian McClure, you know, inviting us to come to his ranch was like, we were in awe to begin with, right? But once we got over there, I mean, that's why he's the number one, you know, ambassador, number one income out there, because he knows what he's doing. He reads a lot. I mean, learning from him was like the best thing. I mean, he took us through an exercise, right? And that was, you know, that was important to our business, important to my belief, right? Because there was this leader that had no, you know, he doesn't, you know, make, you know, any money out of most of our people because some people probably coded out of him or, you know, things like that, right? And I mean, he's pouring out all his knowledge into people. And for us to miss that, it was like, nah, okay, we need to go. Because, I mean, at that time, we had zero senior consultants when we went to his ranch. And when we came back, we got our first senior consultant, which was Jeremy Hennessy. And, I mean, the rest is history, right? So imagine if we did not attend that. And even though because, I mean, he invited us, a leader. I mean, he didn't have to, right? So, I mean, someone to put that energy into, you know, someone else, that is amazing. And I mean, that drove a little bit more of my belief level, because at that time I was just getting started, you know, believing in what Amber can do.
Yeah. And just being at the ranch, it was just like so peaceful. The exercises that we did were more for your personal self to see what we have to overcome to keep on going with our business and our life. So I think the exercise that we did was definitely life-changing. And just the experience of meeting other leaders from other city, other states. We got to bunk with some people from out of state, and now they're for our forever family. You know, we got to add them on Facebook. We, you know, catch up with each other. We can't see each other, but definitely, you know, keep each other up with during social media, via social media. But just going to the ranch and seeing all he had to offer, all the consultants in the ambient world. Right? The buffets, the peacefulness, you can stay anywhere you want. The Dunkin's got to stay in the fancy, I don't know what you want to call it, like right there on the ranch beside them. And we got to see that where there's games. And it was just an amazing experience. So seeing is believing. And if you can picture yourself, you know, having what the other leaders have, like Brian and the other leaders, then we can achieve the same thing.
Awesome. Okay, so we're gonna kind of jump into events real quick. That was kind of an event, but I'm talking more about corporate events. And we talked about this a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact. So Ambition's coming up. So Ambition and Simulcast are Ambit's two biggest events of the year. Ambition is right around the corner, I think just about 4 weeks away. And we talked about y'all's first Ambition that you went to and kind of how critical next to really the home parties and the local meetings were to your business and just your overall belief level in what was actually possible in the business. So kind of speak to that for anyone who either hasn't been to Ambition yet or who's on the ropes about either watching it virtually or going to Ambition. live there in Dallas. Kind of speak to them about, you know, really how important that event is, not just to you, but to everybody around you on your team.
Yes, it is very important. That important where you need to call them now if they don't have their ticket, or after this call, and get them registered. Ambition 2016 was our first ambition. And I remember we were still fresh in the business, newly promoted, so months in the business, and we really didn't think we had the money to actually go. But I remember one thing that Rose told us, if you want to grow, you have to go. And I was just like, man, I have to make her my best friend, so I have to go. If y'all don't know that, we'll tell you later. But, you know, I was like, man, we really got to go. It sounds like it's going to be a good time. But, you know, we really were starting to believe in Ambit and ourselves. So we took the leap of faith and went. And it was the best thing on earth. If y'all haven't been to Ambition, or, you know, this is your first one going to, or virtually, I mean, it changed our life. And definitely our belief to a whole new level. We actually got to see the Dunkins win every award that Ambit has to offer almost. And I was crying, you know, just because we got to train with them every single day, do the BPs. We had to call them 10 times a day because, you know, if you don't know anything in your business, you have to call your upline. They were our upline, and Josh and Justin. So I called them every day. If I didn't want to die at work, I had to make a check in Ambit, right? So I was not scared to call them. So I really got to know them really fast. So having them win all those awards really filled, you know, our hearts, our belief. And we saw ourselves being successful winning some of these awards, which we were able to win later. But having that special, you know, luncheon and just being plugged in and them engaging with us during Ambition was just life-changing. So I'm going to hand it over to Emerson.
Yeah, no, I mean, my first Ambition, I'm going to tell you what, I was overwhelmed again. That was so many people, you know, and Julia loves to take pictures. If y'all haven't seen Julia taking pictures, I mean, this girl loves to take pictures, and she wanted to take picture with every single millionaire, everybody that she knew. And I was like, okay, I need to take a picture. She was like, you need to take a picture with him too. Come on, let's go. So I was like, oh my goodness. I was tired of taking pictures that day, you know, Saturday when Ambit did the, you know, the final party, right? I'm a dancer. You know, I love to dance. I love to party. But that day I was like, okay, what am I doing here? I mean, I was on the dance floor, but I wasn't the one dancing. So, I mean, I was just like taking it all in. I didn't know what to expect. But the second year I was like, okay, this is something that we should, you know, definitely go to. The first year we went two days. And then since then we've been going every time since Wednesday. Now, Ambit, because of everything that's going on right now, Ambit has the, you know, the live and the virtual choice. So whatever you choose, hey, just do not miss it. That's all I have to say. Because I know Ambit has something up their sleeves, right? Hey, they did the virtual last year, and it was freaking darn good last year. So imagine now that they got a whole year experience of, you know, handling their and all that, right? So that it's going to be like lit. It's going to be fire. I know they're going to, you know, do it both live and virtual. Whichever one that you want to attend, just attend, because it has changed our lives and we have never looked back.
That's awesome. So, hey, so listen, that story was cool, but I think even cooler was last Ambition, you all had some senior consultants that were recognized. You had someone on the EC Dream Team. You had a Pure Energy Award. You had someone that was actually recognized in one of the videos with Jim Burke, right? Two of those consultants are now executive consultants. So you got to watch some of your own team members get up there and get awards. Now those guys are executive consulting. You've got another one that's well on the way. So let's talk a little about duplication and kind of the organic growth. Because one of the things you guys and the team is known for is their ability to just continue to grow and help each other and build RCs and SCs and now ECs. This is what the teamwork part of it, right? Y'all have, what, two or three executives now in your business, right? How cool is that?
Yeah.
How cool is that? So talk to the people out there about what is it, like mechanically, what is it that you do with your team that might help them? What is it that you do with your team to kind of help keep pushing them along and building in this business?
I tell you one thing. I mean, the teamambit.com, that the website that you created, right, simple, that you can just go to, navigate. Rose does a fantastic job of putting everything that Ambit puts out there. But, you know, the 72-hour sheet, man, the one that you created, you know, the app that you created, all those tools. I mean, Ambit has tools on there as well. But, I mean, you know, utilize those tools. And one thing that we did, we never looked back from when you told us, hey, listen, one consultant, two customers equals a paycheck. Cha-ching! Right? That's what it equals to. And if you do that enough times, no matter how many times you do it, you could do it once a day, twice a day, you know, once a week. It doesn't matter. But every single week, focus on that check and you will get it. Right? And what do? What is the Ambit system? You go out there and you help others do the same thing that you're doing. But I'm going to tell you this. Just because we're telling and we're showing our team members to do these steps doesn't mean that we're going to stop, because we have not stopped personally sponsoring. Why? Because they're going to follow us. If they see us stop and not personally sponsoring, hey, what are you doing? Right? So we gotta follow as much as they do, right? Because why? Kevin and Rose Duncan are personally sponsoring out there also, right? So it's a system of duplication. If one is doing it, everyone is doing it. I mean, Jeremy's doing it, AJ's doing it, Shaquayla's doing it, and they're cheating the same system that Ambit has created. Keep it simple. One consultant, two customers gets you paid, and that's all we do. Now, Julia, like, she just brings the excitement, right? And then just, I mean, she don't even show people the business. and they just join. So I'll just let her tell you how she does it.
Well, really just treating everyone like family. Everyone that comes into your business, get them plugged in. And when they are loved on and that we're giving out prizes and they're plugging into the business presentations, but you have to be excited about your business to get them there. If you're not excited about your business, what's going to make them excited about getting plugged in or going to the next thing, right? So I think the Duncans do an amazing job on leading us on exactly what we need to do, and we just follow the simple system that Emmer just talked about, right? There's no magic trick. There's no magic potion. You just have to be excited, work the system, and you get paid. If you can do that multiple times a day or a week, this business will work, but you definitely have to work.
Yeah, so listen, I hope you guys could hear the passion in Julia and Emerson's voice, right? And you know, listen, they give us a lot of props, but what you got to realize is their entire team gives them props. Their entire team always, in every single call, in every single event, in every single meeting, they continuously thank Julian Emerson and AJ and Jeremy and Shaquayla and B. Marie, and the list goes on and on and on for all of their support. Right? People that aren't even on their team are thanking them because they got a servant's heart, right? They are servant leaders. They'll help anyone who asks them for help. Right. And that's how they continue to build the business. And I hope you heard that in their voice and what they said, because, you know, we wouldn't have such a big team if it wasn't for them. Right. So listen, guys, anything you guys left out, a silver bullet, a last golden nugget. Listen, that was pretty much a drop the mic thing that you said there, Emerson. But anything that you want to say that you kind of left out that might just, you know, golden nugget that might help someone out there.
Man, I mean, listen to your leaders. I mean, if you want to become a leader, you have to learn how to follow first, right? So, I mean, that's one of the things that I did. And the main thing that you told me, you know, call your upline. And there's a bunch of leaders that are, out there, you know, asking people to call them, right? And what do we do? Because I could tell you one thing. I was the first that I was, you know, Julia would tell me, hey, give them a call. Give them a call. And if they don't answer, you give them a call again. And I was hesitant. So I understand why, you know, some people will feel, you know, hey, I don't want to bother them, right? Because that's what I felt. I felt that I was bothering them. And I can tell you one thing, any Ambit leader out there that is, you know, that has the heart of gold to help another human being, I mean, they will help you the best way that they can, but you got to reach out to them. And if you don't reach out to them, I mean, you got to understand they have a lot of, you know, team members that are reaching out to them. So I'm pretty sure someone will return your call, send them a text. You're not bugging us. Hey, you're not bugging us. You know, if someone wants to call us, hey, we're here. We're here to help, just like every other leader has been here to help us.
And I like the phrase, if you want more, do more. You know, a lot of people saying like, well, this works for you, or, you know, they'll say something. But honestly, if you're out there watching us, we do a lot with our team, with our leaders, with the business, and we do what it has to take to build our business and for our family. So that's what I like. If you want more, guys, you're not excited about your paycheck, then make sure that you're doing more. And if you don't know how, get plugged in, ask your leaders, and everyone's here to help you.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you have Facebook by now, Julia.
Don't love it. Comment.
Julia already posted our team meeting that we had yesterday, and it was freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, guys, hey, thank you. Thank you very much for your time. Hopefully everybody kind of learned something from your story and what you do for your team. I want to personally thank Brian for really inviting these guys to be on their call. I mean, I love that every single week he invites another leader to be on his National Business Builder call. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm going to give a plug real quick. If y'all are looking for a Zoom meeting, go to teamambit.com. We do Zooms every Monday and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Central. If you're in the greater Houston area, don't forget our next live meeting is on August 3rd. We got some folks from corporate coming all the way down here to Houston to help us, kick that thing off and have a great time. And I just want to say one last thing. Listen, Julian Emerson, if you haven't been on Facebook or if you don't have Facebook, Ambit's People's Choice Award or Ambit Choice Award is just around the corner. They're about to send the email out, and we can't thank another person that is more deserving than this couple that you just heard right here, Julia and Emerson Puente. So when you get that email, man, do us a favor and vote for this couple because they are absolutely incredible leaders, and we can't wait to see them get to National Consultant and the Million Dollar Club. All right, we're going to go ahead and unmute the line so you can say thank you to everybody.